It's a sunny, warm day in Montecito's village area, and a month to the day after a storm sent water and debris roaring through the community, things almost look normal. There's a bustling crowd at cafes and shops, but then you see big trucks loaded with mud rolling down San Ysidro Road, and you're reminded that things are far from normal. Longtime Montecito resident Gerd Giordano says it's been a painful experience for the community, which she and everyone hopes will never be repeated.
People now have a much clearer picture of what they need to do, and that's to not hesitate on leaving their properties. Before, you've heard it before, Lance, that the fire created a sort of a evacuation fatigue. So they didn't leave when we got this horrible rain and mudslide, and people that should have left didn't leave.
Public safety officials are trying to take what we've learned from last month's disaster to better prepare Montecito and other potential flooding trouble spots in Santa Barbara County for future storms. They've unveiled a series of steps, including more clear-cut evacuation orders to information for people to better assess the potential danger they face from new storms. One addition, an online interactive map system, which helps people assess the danger should we get another wave of concentrated rainfall. Kevin Taylor is the Montecito Fire Protection District's deputy chief.
A half an inch of rain per hour is capable of producing a debris flow event. Obviously, the 1.9 debris flow event, the rainfall was much greater than that. But based upon their first year burn area data, 0.5 is what they recommend.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says too many people stayed in their homes when last month's storm approached when they should have evacuated. He says many people didn't get the urgency of the need to go because they were in what were called voluntary evacuation areas.
The sad part is that for some, the emphasis was on the word voluntary instead of on the word evacuation. It still was an evacuation area, and under our new protocols and our new terminology, it's changed to hopefully be labeled something that is a little clearer to everyone, and that is that we are recommending that you evacuate.
The terms being used now are pre-evacuation advisory, recommended evacuation warning, and mandatory evacuation order. Santa Barbara County Office of Emergency Management Director Rob Blewin explains the timeline for evacuations.
We'll begin advising the community at 72 hours that there's an approaching storm and that they may have to take some action in the future. That'll be our pre-evacuation advisory. As the storm continues to move closer and still looks like it's going to be a threat of a half inch or more, we'll be putting out a recommended evacuation warning to all the areas that are identified on the interactive map. Within 24 hours, if the storm still is showing that it could be harmful, we're going to issue a mandatory evacuation order by 12 hours before people need to be out.
Another big change has to do with Highway 101. If a major storm is predicted for the South Coast, officials will close down the highway between Carpinteria and Santa Barbara. CHP Captain Cindy Pontes.
When they have a pre-evacuation advisory, we're going to start pre-staging the 101 to shut it down from the 150 to Milpas, and then shut all the on-ramps down in between that area. About 2 hours prior to the anticipated storm's arrival, we'll start shutting that down to shut the freeway down to protect lives.
Public safety officials say while attention is focused on the flooding potential for the Montecito area, the new maps and expanded planning also cover the Whittier, Alamo, and Sherpa burn areas. Sheriff Bill Brown says they're hoping that more people will get the message that when officials say it's time to go, it's really time to go.
Evacuations are incredibly inconvenient. They're troublesome. But we have to remember, they are potentially life-saving.
The updated evacuation information and maps are available online at the County Special Disaster Preparedness website, readyspc.org. In Montecito, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.